smooth vocals, distinguished songs, enthusiastic personality, and stellar playing on both 6 and 12-string guitars, which he plays in 100 cities every year. He also has a 100-string guitar that he plays in 6 cities every year. I'm going to give these in order of impressiveness to me. He is a McKnight Grant Award winner. And then in 2012, Folk DJ declared his CD Seeds one of that year's top albums. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Minnesota, we are lucky to have with us tonight Dennis Warner.
Hey. Thank you so much. How great to be here. And I'm going to start right off with a song that Dave Mallett wrote a long time ago, my buddy, and I recorded a bunch of songs with Prudence Johnson. Now, if any of you are fans of Prairie Home Companion and fellow Minnesotan Garrison Keillor, you'll recognize Prudence Johnson. She was a regular on that show for a lot of years. And so this was the very first song we recorded together way back when. You can help me out, all right? I like to start this... the shows with this song to get you all singing for the night, all right? Inch by inch, row by row, we're gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. You got it. Pulling weeds, picking stones. We are made of dreams and bones. I need a place to call my own. The time is close at hand. Grain for grain, sun and rain, make my way through nature's chain, tune my body and my brain to the music of the land. Everybody try it out now. Inch by inch, row by row, we're gonna make this garden grow. We're gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Your turn, inch by inch. Yeah. Someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. Yeah. So when I recorded this with Prudence, this was the verse we gave her to sing as a solo. It went something like this. Plant your rows straight and long, temper them with prayer and song. Mother Earth will keep us strong if we give her love and care. El Crow watching hungrily from her perch in yonder tree. In my garden I'm as free as that feathered thief up there last time. Oh, inch by inch, row by row, we're gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. Till the rain comes tumbling down. Yeah! Woo!
All right.
Great singers, of course. Very fun, thank you. So if you went to college around these parts back in the 1980s and 90s, you may have seen me play at your college. I was part of the NACA circuit, the National Association of Campus Activities, and I'd come out from Minnesota and we'd do the I-5 tour up and down for
twice a year. And that was a lot of fun. And I heard Flip talking about Elizabeth Cotton today playing the noontime concerts, and where nobody would listen, but and that's kind of what I was doing a lot of. You'd play evening shows for gobs of money for three people, or else they'd put you in the cafeteria and pay you gobs of money to play for nobody for three people that were listening in a room full of people. And I remember the very first time I started touring down south, and I called down to a school down in Alabama, a college, and she was asking me, the program director was asking me, you know, well, what kind of shows do you do? And I said, I like to do the evening shows, but, I also do nooners, they call them nooners. And she started laughing, and she said, honey, you ain't from around here, but down here, a nooner is something the boss does with his secretary. So I said, well, let me rephrase that. Oh, my. So this is a song I wrote driving out of Nashville called Perfect Morning. Yeah, let's see here. Oops. That's one way to get rid of a cable. Perfect morning, as I remember, on that hillside in Tennessee. The sun was soothing in its greeting as it handed the world to me. I was nervous, hesitated, was I ready to learn about love? You went slowly, giving answers to questions I hadn't even thought of. Ooh, answering questions I hadn't even thought of. As I remember, on that hillside in Tennessee, the sun was soothing in its greeting as it handed the world to me. Would it be better if I rejected was wrestling in my soul? I started trembling when you touched me. Never had much self-control. Ooh, when you touched me, I lost control. As I remember, on that hillside in Tennessee, the sun was soothing in its greeting as it handed the world to me. There have been many there done. Some have risen, some have fallen, some are living, had just begun. Some are living, had just begun. And as the shadow left the valley, you made a promise to stay with me.
perfect morning as I remember on that hillside in Tennessee. Perfect morning in Tennessee.
A good friend here last year. His name is Bobby V, and some of you might remember him from Devil or Angel, right? And he moved back to Minnesota. He moved his family back to Minnesota and lived on the other side of the Mississippi from me back in the 1980s. And I teamed up with him and his family then back and did my first album at his house back in 1991. And this is one of the songs we recorded way back when, and this goes out to any of you vegetarians like myself. Yeah? There we go. It was cucumber the first. Summer was over. I'd just finished a long day and I was busheled. Now, I'm the kind of guy who works hard for his celery, and I don't mind telling you that I was feeling a bit wilted, but I didn't care at all, because otherwise things were mine. I try never to disparagus, and I don't sweat the truffles. I'm outstanding in my field, and I know that something good will turn up eventually. A bunch of things were growing grape, and soon I'd be top banana. At least that's my peeling, but that's enough corn. Lend me your ears and let us continue. Now, after dressing, I stalked over to the grain station and got there just in line to catch the 9-11 as it plowed towards the core of Appleton. A lentil more than a melon and a half, yeast of Cloveland. Oh, life in the slaw lane. Now they say plants can feel no pain. Life in the slaw lane. Oh, I've got news for you. They're just as frail as you. That's going to be your part. You got it now? Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do. Well, no one got off at zucchini, so we continued on our route to Bega. Passing my usual stop, I got avocado. I hailed a passing yellow cabbage and told the driver to cart me off to Brooklyn. I was going to meet my brother across from the eggplant, where he had a job at the saffron station, pumpkin gas. Well, as soon as I saw his face, I knew he was in a yam. He told me his wife had been raising cane. Her name was Peaches, a soiled but radishing beauty with huge gourds. Although my brother had always been a chestnut, we were grateful that she picked him. He was a skinny little string bean who unfortunately suffered from cerebral parsley. It was in our roots, and though he had tried hard to weed it out, the problem still remained. Though he was used to having a tough row to hoe, it irritated me to see artichoke. And it bothered my brother to watch his marriage. Wait for it. Go to seed. Life in the slaw lane. Sing with me now. They say plants can feel no pain. Life in the slaw lane. Oh, I've got news for you. They're just as frail as you. Do 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 do. Well, like most maple couples, they had a lot of growing to do. Sure, they had sown their wild oats, but just barley, if you please. Finally, Peaches had given him an all tomato. She said, I'm a hip to your chive, and if you don't stop smoking that herb, I'm going to leaf you for basil, you fruit. said he didn't realize it had come quite so far. But on the other hand, even though peaches could be the pits, I knew she'd never call the fuzz. Life in the slaw lane, they say plants can feel no pain. Life in the slaw lane, I got news for you. Well, I've got news for you. They're just as frail as you. So I said, hey, we're not far from the mushroom. Let's walk over. He said, that's a very nice place. That's the same old barn where Alfalfa, my wife. Well, we got there and I pulled up a cherry and tried to produce small talk. I told him I hadn't seen Olive, not since I shelled off for a trip to macadamia. When I told her, we can't elope, the time just wasn't ripe, she knew what I meant. Well, we left the mushroom, and I was pretty well juiced. So I told Artie to say hello to the boys, and Barry, and that odd orange to see him another time. Well, it all came out in the morning peppers. Artie caught peaches that night with Basil, and Artie beat Basil bad, leaving him with 2 beautiful acres. Peaches? She was found in the garden. She'd been pruned. Life in the slaw lane, they say plants. And they say plants can feel no pain. Life in the slaw lane. Oh, I've got news for you. They're just as frail as you. Well, my little story is okra now. Maybe it's small potatoes. Me, Idaho. My name is Wheat, but my friends call me Colonel. And that's life in the slaw lane. Thank you. Thank you so much. Life in the slaw lane. They say plants can feel no pain. Life in the slaw lane. Oh, I've got news for you. They're just as frail as me and you. So the day I was recording that, and Bobby's son Jeff was running the mixer on the other side of the glass, and I looked up when I got done, and Bobby had come in, and he's back when you could buy a real carrot, right, with the green stalk on the end, and he comes in, he's holding this carrot, munching on it, and gives me the thumbs up. So the great memory, right? So somehow, I've had this career for all these years, and I love it, and I wrote a gratitude song last year. I want to share it with you. It's going to be on my new album, album number 11 now, coming out. We're right on target. New musicians will understand this. This album is due out in the spring of 2016, so we're right on target with release. It's a good thing when the doves give their warning, the coming of morning, a new day is near. And it's a good thing when the highways are humming, the world is a-buzzing, the bees in the hive. And it's a very good thing when the sun gets to shining, the water is warming, it's time we jump in. And on the shores we might linger, waiting round for the tide. New gifts from the ocean unveiling the bride. Oh, it's a good thing when baby is sleeping, new parents go stealing precious moments alone. And it's a good thing when the lovers are loving, the strummers are strumming their songs of the heart. And it's a very good thing when the moon starts glowing, the stars are all pointing lost sailors back home. Still I question the reason of things I can't know, like the love of a woman who once let me go. Oh, it's a good thing to remember that rejection is just God's protection from things we can't see. Before I do this last song, I just want to, of course, thank Chris and Dale and Jim back in the green room and all the volunteers here that are making this thing work. This is my second time in the Far West for Folk Alliance, and this has been fantastic. So thanks for making me feel so welcome, too, in this region. And now this last song, this is a thing I wrote driving out of a show in Champaign, Illinois, and I was driving back to Minnesota. And I was visualizing this beaded necklace where every bead is a different size, a different shape, and a different color, but all held together by one string, which is how I see us all around the world, you know, right here in this room tonight. We're all different sizes, shapes, and colors. But we have so much in common with each other, and that's what this song is really about. It's our commonalities. The song became a book, a children's book, and the director of education at a university back in Minnesota found the book, called me into her office, and wrote a curriculum for elementary schools for bully prevention. And the thing has just taken off, and it's in different parts of the world now. It's just so much fun. Thank you. You know, we're all in this together, and we all got to do our part. And I guess this is my part. And it's so much fun to go into the elementary schools and talk about these issues and things that happened to me when I was a kid, and to also share folk music and let these kids see what it's like with just a voice and a guitar. So it's very fun. So I'm going to teach you the song. The words are very easy on the chorus. We're all beads on one string. Every man, every woman, boy and girl, beads on one string. We're one world. Thank you very much. We're all beads on one string. Every man, every woman. Every man, every woman, boy and girl, beads on one string. Beads on one string. We feel so much, and we hurt, and we heal. We know love is real. You dream, well, I dream. We plan, sometimes scheme, how we love to eat. And everyone has to sleep, 'cause we're all beads on one string. Every man, every woman, every boy and girl. Every man, every woman, boy and girl, beads on one string. Beads on one string. We're one world. We're one world. Will you laugh? cry. Guess what? So do I. We cough, we sneeze into the same air we all breathe. And we trust, we give, and we die after we've lived. We win, sometimes we're gonna lose. We're wearing the same shoes. Oh, we're all beads on one string. Every man, every woman, boy and girl, beads on one string. We're one world. We hug and we need, we cut and we bleed. Somehow we discover we're so much like each other. Oh, I say yes we are, yes we are. We're all beads on one string. Every man, every woman, boy and girl, oh, we're beads on one string. We're one world. Oh, we're all beads on one string. We're one world. One world. Yes, we are. Thank you so much. I love you all. Great to be here. Thank you.
That's Dennis Warner. Thank you for the song for vegetarians, buddy.